FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. And more. 105.7.
Let me on the ground and fly me in the sky. You know, I just knew something was special about this day when I woke up this morning. You know what it is? It's National Donut Day. I hope you found a donut you love and consumed it in short order today. I did not myself, but I should. I will by the end of the day. Human League is on 105.7 CFW.
Listening to Jay Roberts, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW.
Since you've been gone. come, I never hear you say, I just want to be with you. Guess you never felt that way. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the third time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you.
A part of the valley is Big Falls and Beaver Creek Reserve. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band. Tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. When I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
I hear the ground high as mountains.
Oh, yeah, just thinking out loud, something else special about this day, other than the fact that it's National Donut Day, the fact that it's Friday, and for some of us, potentially could be payday. That would be great as well. Jay in the Afternoon, 105.7 CFW, Rolling Stones.
Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm kind of wondering if this is going to be a good weekend to kind of chip away at the honey-do list. Got a lot of outdoor stuff that needs to be done around the house. If it's going to be good weather or not, we're going to get the answer to that question. Your forecast update is straight ahead at 105.7 CFW. These guys going to be picking up, continuing their farewell tour, which was sidetracked because of Steven Tyler's vocal cord issue. Kind of a big deal. A ruptured larynx is no good when you're a singer, as it seems. And tour picking up this fall, running into next year.
Past is gone, it went by like dust.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15.
Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This June 15th, join in celebrating the life of a cherished member of the Altoona community, Bonnie Schnack. Known for her infectious smile and warm heart, Bonnie touched the lives of everyone she met. In her honor, enjoy Bonnie Palooza, a joyous celebration filled with love, laughter, giving back, a delicious chicken dinner, and exciting raffles. 100% of all the proceeds will go directly to the Altoona area. Save the date and join Bonnie Palooza on June 15th and honor her memory in the most meaningful way possible.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner, like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for hunting and fishing. And their huge variety of live bait can't be beat. Bill's Sports Shop on Bridge Street, downtown Chippewa Falls.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced nearly $560,000 of funding through its competitive urban forestry grant program. According to a press release, the DNR will offer competitive cost-share grants from $1,000 to $25,000 for projects that improve a community's ability to conserve, protect, and expand their urban forest resources. The DNR will also offer startup urban forestry cost-share grants from $1,000 to $5,000 for communities to start forestry programs. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office is looking for help from the community in identifying a suspect involved in a Wednesday night stabbing in Fairchild. According to law enforcement authorities, the suspect was described as a white person of unknown sex and was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and ski mask at the time of the assault. Anybody with information about the incident should contact the sheriff's office or send a tip to Crime Stoppers. Authorities say the victim of the stabbing is in stable condition. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return to the area tonight, some rain developing late, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, a couple of showers early, then maybe some sunny peaks in the afternoon. Highs to the low 70s. Nice Sunday, mostly sunny, high mid-70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
CFW.
right, it's time for me to vacate the premises. Tony Lorino and Throwback Nation Radio on deck here at 105.7 CFW. You do what you can to make it an amazing weekend. I'll do the same. We'll reconvene Monday afternoon and swap notes. All right, Corey Hart now.
And more, 105.7 CFW.
I love you more with it. 1057 CFW.
Crazy about a shot.